Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Gregory, and I'm CEO and founder of the Wealth Engineering family of companies. And I'll be hosting today's PowerCast as the latest addition to our Wealth Engineering Fusion Power series. Now, we'll be taking a Reader's Digest approach to a very expansive topic as we discuss fusing a turnkey precious metals platform into your wealth advisory practice. Our special guest today is Bill Voss. Bill is CEO and founder of American Standard Gold. American Standard Gold is one of the latest additions to my organization's Wealth Engineering Expert Sourcing Consortium. So let me start out by asking you, Bill, your background and the evolution of your family of companies, along with the dynamics of how you and your team have engineered such a robust precious metals platform for the wealth advisory community.
Well, Nick, let me start by just taking a moment to say thank you. It's been a pleasure thus far, and we're very excited about getting to know you better and work with you and your team and your organization and your network as we move into the future together. And this podcast, in my opinion, is a great way to kind of kick a lot of that off. And yeah. So very appreciative to be here, very appreciative of the time. It's always nice to be able to spread the gospel of gold.
Spread the gospel, yeah.
Every once in a while. And so this gives us a great opportunity to do that. So thank you for that. So I'm a lawyer by trade. I've been a lawyer for 22 years, about 10 years into my practice. I was fortunate enough to represent a group of elderly clients who did not have the best experience in diversifying investing into tangible metals. Through that process, it was about a 2 to 3 year process. You know, I learned a lot, and it got me very, very interested in the space. And at the end of the day, to make a very long story short, I realized that, you know, there is a huge need. I mean, the total addressable market for tangible metals in this country and beyond, frankly, is incredibly large, much larger than most people realize. And there, when you look around, you look at the landscape, you kind of look at the players, if you will, in the space, you know, they are very traditional in a lot of ways. And I think when you take what's happening over the last 5 to 10 years from sort of a macro perspective, combined with sort of what we would call sort of old school ways of doing things, it created, in our humble opinion, this opportunity or window to be sort of technology first, best practice platform first, do things right, be very transparent. And really, if we put the clients first, and this is what I learned at my law practice, is if you put the client first, everything will work itself out. Everything will be fine. And that's the thesis. That's our foundation. That is our model. We're completely transparent. We're completely client first. And we have now been fortunate enough to do this almost 2 decades and be able to participate in a couple $1 billion worth of tangible metals deals, if you will. Well, pardon me. That is what kind of led to this moment in time. And I know we're going to dig in a little bit about each of the organizations and why they exist and how do they help each other. And we're looking forward to doing that with you today.
Yeah, well, that's great. And I always refer to precious metals as a wild west show out there. And it was, for 5 or 6 years, I've been in search of Bill Voss and your organization, because there's so much sales intensive, commission oriented sales out there. And our wealth advisory firms are scared to death of all that. They need a way to, they need a solution, but where was it? And, when your team and my team first started talking and then you and I got together, you know, we're very excited about introducing you into all the firms and serving their clients in a professional, transparent way. There's a novel idea. So we're excited about all that.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that. And it's funny you use the word Wild West. This is exactly the same term I used when I got into the business And you know, our thesis from the very beginning is, how can we elevate this practice, right? How can we elevate it from the Wild West? I always use fidelity as an example, right, wrong, or indifferent, but internally we're saying we want to be seen as Vanguard. We want to be seen as Fidelity, right? We want to be an organization that is enterprise level, that is true and transparent and professional in all aspects of the business. And that is what we've been striving to do, and that's where we've been and where we are, and I hopefully where we're going to continue to head.
Yeah, and by doing that, you're all by yourself now. You know, the old issue of how do you brand position, differentiate yourself in a sea of sameness. And quite, you know, through our due diligence, the numerous meetings we've had and so on, yeah, you're all by yourself. And I'm excited to blend you into our expert sourcing team. So carry on.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.
So it's all delivered in a, you know, and you're going to dig into some details, but I was flabbergasted by all the, because our advisors need so much help and understanding this business and having, knowing that they have support. And as you've set up your family office division, yeah, and you have a, an advisory program now whereby they can apply and register, do they qualify, and onboard and train, and they get their own private portal with a dashboard where they can see where everything, how everything is going with their clients. And you've got the tools and videos and all that, quite impressive. Can you kind of expound on why and how you built that out?
100%. We came together internally about 2 years ago, and we decided that we should pivot or expand or grow. You know the old saying, if you don't grow, you're dying. And
Yeah.
so we had a strong interest in seeing how we could do just that. And at the end of a couple days worth of meetings, we decided we would launch what we call the Advisor Program. And that advisor program, I think, is something that does not exist in the market.
No.
And simply put, it is a program where we support various professionals in their efforts to answer a very simple question from their clients that they get on a very regular basis, which is when their client asks them, I'm interested in tangible metals. I see it here, or I see it there. I've read it in the news or whatever it may be. I'm interested in tangible metals. How can you help me? Who do you know? And so we ultimately want to be that answer for those wealth advisors, CPAs, lawyers, family offices, where, like you had just mentioned, before we launched this advisor program, they had no solution for those clients. And so now they do. And you're right, we have spent 2 years building out this program, and we've seen some considerable success. I mean, we are literally onboarding advisors every day of every week. We're getting them onboarded. It's a very easy onboarding process, it's pretty much frictionless. There's no tests for them to take or anything like that. We have a whole onboarding crew that walks them through the onboarding process. But once they get through that process, they're assigned an individual internal advisor within our organization that will be their partner. And so they will become friends, if you will, of that internal advisor. They'll have that person's direct phone number. They will be able to call in with their clients and answer their clients' questions. So at the end of the day, what we are trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, is we're not asking people who participate in our advisor program to be precious metals experts. You know, they don't have to go to school. They don't have to about precious metals. They don't have to get a degree in precious metals. They don't have to know about every coin or bar in the market. That is what we're here for. All they really have to do at the end of the day is identify a need or a desire from their client to diversify part of their portfolio into precious metals and have a resource to turn to help accomplish that goal for their client. And so that's it. And they would call, email, text their internal advisor. A call will get scheduled. And typically, this is how it happens, that there will be a call or a meeting that takes place. Or we may just give the advisor the information that that advisor's client is requesting, and that advisor conveys that information to their client. But it is truly turnkey. You're right, there is a portal. We have built our own portal that supports the advisors that are participating in the process. Again, the spirit is full transparency. So they can see their clients, they can see their transactions, they can track any commissions they may be earning from the referrals, and anything and everything else that would be relevant and important. That is in basically version one as we speak. We have some great plans for version two, where there's going to be things like marketing collateral, where there's many pieces of precious metals marketing collateral within the portal that the advisors can put their information on and share with their clients. And what we've seen, and I'll just touch on this, be the most effective for clients at the end of the day is there's some sample forecasting in there as well. And it kind of will walk those advisors through what that forecasting looks like, basically correlated between different types of metals and different qualities of metals and these sorts of things. So it just gives the advisor and their client something to look at that can kind of show where the markets have been, where they are, and potentially where we think that they may be going.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've already, so your portal, correct me if I'm wrong, currently includes, when I started going through it several months ago when we were initiating our conversations, you already have an advisor onboarding guide and a precious metals reference guide, a gold IRA guide, numerous videos, and other collateral material. Then you're taking that to the next step whereby the advisor will be able to white label that sitting in their portfolio. And just think about taking your, not portfolio, but your portal. What if your portal is part of our portal that each of our 2,178 plus firms, they all have portals, and it varies by accordions in and out as far as how much of their our services they're using. So I'm just thinking out loud relevant to how cool that will be when we get it all sorted out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And yes, all of that, but plus some, like even the marketing flyers that an advisor may want to use and share with their clients, all of that will be able to be white labeled. That's number one. Number two, we part of version two will include some API technology that will tie into other, if they're using a particular CRM or software, you know, we're going to be able to tie into those softwares via API to try to make this environment and process as frictionless as possible. And then lastly, I'll share this because what we have seen is that this has been incredibly important, is that pretty much anything that you see in there that is available, from an educational perspective and or a marketing perspective, we also have in Spanish. And so we even have a dedicated Spanish website.
Yeah.
Because what we're seeing is there are a number of Spanish speaking advisors and then their clients, you know, who have a very strong interest in gold in particular. And so we put in a lot of lifting, a lot of work in making sure now as we move forward in pretty much anything that we do or create, we're creating an English version and a Spanish version.
Fantastic. And can you touch on Oro, your AI companion?
Oro's the newest addition to the family. We have launched an AI assistant, and that AI assistant is getting better every day. We call it Oro in beta at the moment. So somebody can go to the site and just by simply answering a few questions, the AI will go out in through our internal materials and some external sources and put together the answers, the reports, and the materials for the client, advisor, potential client, potential advisor. And it's just a tool that people can use if they don't want to maybe pick the phone up or have a meeting. You know, they can get some of the answers to their specific questions quickly and accurately. We're excited about it. We see there's going to be a big future in AI in a positive way within our organization, and this is just the beginning. There's one thing that I would like to reveal at the end of this call or podcast, if you will,
Yeah.
that we're working on that also will have a very important AI element to it.
You got that right. And you can really introduce that at the conference coming up the 24th and 23rd through the 25th of September coming up. I
That's right. We
unveiling that will be exciting.
want it to be sort of like one of these Apple reveal events.
You wore your black t-shirt.
That's right. And it's a game changer. It's going to be incredibly important to the industry and what we're trying to accomplish. And it is something I think your group, your network's going to be very interested in seeing. And
Oh,
we're
yeah.
very thankful to be
Speaking
able to
of
reveal that at your event coming up at the end of September.
transparency and liquidity in this marketplace. But and what we're excited about is we've enhanced our chartered family office advisory program or professional designation of and because you've already got the knowledge built in there through the advisor program is adding your platform, integrating in with our faculty and our curriculum, bringing precious metals into the environment, which gets skipped over in so many places. So our professional designation, the Charter Family Office Advisor, that'll all be built in by default. So we're excited about as we deepen our relationship and so on. So at the end of the day, advisors, your organization can round out for their clients, the wealth preservation and growth strategies that they've been avoiding when it comes to precious metals. And now I'm a happy guy because I have a solution now. Because for so many years, when someone brought up, Nick, what you have a firm that you can help us with precious metals? And I had to say, no. And that drove me crazy. And now I can say, yes, I do, and with great comfort.
Well,
So having some fun.
I think what you can appreciate, I certainly appreciate, many of your listeners appreciate, is when you're in this professional services world, the last thing you want to say to a client is, no, I can't help you. Right? I mean, they want our help. They have our trust. They're looking to us to provide a solution. And until we had this advisor program, there really did not exist a mechanism for these advisors to respond to their clients with anything other than either a no or let's change the subject in a hurry.
Oh
Right.
yeah, let's talk about the golf game now
That's right.
at lunch, and don't change the subject. Keep probing, asking questions. You got help. We got
That's
your
right.
back.
Now,
Or my rep of my team.
it's simple. It's very simple. They can just say, yes, I have a solution for that. And
Yeah.
that's what we're seeing our advisors do. That's exactly what they're doing every single day of the week now, is when they get approached by their clients and they get this question, they just simply say, I have a solution for that. And we begin that journey and that process with their
Yeah.
clients. So
And built around serve the client first and taking a technically intensive approach instead of that sales intensive commission oriented approach that we all get to face out there in the real world.
That's right. And with the foundation of education, with the foundation of education. And so
Teach and educate.
we are believers in educate, 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 right? And so we not only want our advisors to be educated, we want to be there to answer their questions, but ultimately want to educate their clients as well, or allow them to do so by providing, significant materials that are on point, that get to the point, that answer their questions related to this particular diversification strategy.
Yeah. So when we harp on using sound engineering principles to deal with the entire wealth ecosystem of families and all of their enterprises and the gaps that exist out there, the blind spots that advisors avoid, we just solved a new one, another one that's been sitting there for years. So anyway, now can you break down, speaking of your portfolio and platform, how exhaustive is your, can you dig into the nitty-gritty a little bit relevant to all the gold, silver, platinum, plutonium, the other options, and how might that, how does that all work, and how do you get valuations, and can you talk about all the your turnkey platform, meaning insured storage, IRA rollovers, and so on, as we've been talking to. And most of our conversations have been at about 30,000 feet, if you will, but
Sure.
kind of break it down a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Would love to. So there are really two avenues where we can help an end client. One avenue is in what we term, just a tangible acquisition, diversification asset acquisition, right? So that's when somebody calls in and says, I want gold. I want tangible gold. I want tangible silver. And I want to hold it, right? And that's what makes this whole model different. It's a product that people can put in their hand, they can put in their safe at home, they can take delivery. It's a big question we get. Hey, Bill, can we take delivery of this product? You absolutely can. And so a lot of people do. We advise them on what metals might fit best within their particular portfolio and risk tolerance. We always typically start with what we call a third, a third, a third analysis. That analysis basically breaks down to, do you have a third of your tangible precious metals portfolio in a bullion product, just straight bullion? That's what most people think about when they think about gold and silver. That tracks with the market every single day. It goes up and down. Then you have a third in sort of, this is not the exact terminology, but it's the one that people recognize the most. It's a third sort of what we call semi-rare product, or these sorts of things that may be limited circulation, because there are different variations of that that takes real expertise. And then the last third is when clients kind of get to this point in their journey, is in rare coins. And you certainly need, absolutely need expert advice to make sure that you're getting the right rare coin within your strategy, within your portfolio. So anyway, that's sort of the tangible journey. And again, we can store it. We have vaulting facilities internally. We also have partners that are world renowned vaulting services that we're partners with. So the client would just decide, do I want to take delivery, or do they want us to store it for them? The other line of business that is very busy is the IRA type rollover business. And I would tell you that that is something that is just a constant conversation, right? Because look, again, I don't want to make this oversimple, but you have a market where people may not have $100,000, $500,000, $1 million liquid cash in the bank, so they could then use that to come buy tangible metals. But they could have those kind of numbers within sitting somewhere within an IRA or 401k or something that we could capitalize on, that we could roll them out of, for lack of better words, and into a tangible metals vehicle. So that is what we're seeing a whole lot of when we're having conversations. Obviously, there's people that we're visiting with that are liquid, and they call in and we have a conversation, or we do so through their advisor, where they're buying some amount of tangible metals. Absolutely, happens all the time. But we are having very regular basis in the other lane. You're right. I just want to touch on it because you mentioned it. Obviously, we have the ability to source pretty much any precious metal, but you're talking really mainly mostly about gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. I will tell you, and you and I have had this conversation a few times about, everybody loves gold. And so I would say the lion's share of our conversations are about gold, and then with silver coming in second. We get a random, somewhat regular, oh, well, tell me about platinum, tell me about palladium. But for the most part, it's gold, and with silver coming in second. The thing about silver is, the barrier of entry is not as high, right? the price per ounce obviously isn't what it is at gold. And people like to start often. They like to start with silver, and then they will then kind of work their portfolio
Okay.
up to, you know. And look, gold, I mean, gold, you can get in a 10th ounce, you can get a 1/4 ounce, you get a 1/2 ounce, you can get a 1 ounce, all the way up to like everybody when we meet with family offices, as an example, or high net worth individuals, or maybe a big advisor. They all think that when we talk gold, it's like what they see in the movies. You know what I mean? The big gold bricks, the big bars, you know. And we do have the ability to secure those. And we do talk with clients from time to time on really large transactions about using that as a tool. But for the most part, Nick, we're talking with clients about 1 ounce gold coins, 1/2 ounce, 1/10 of an ounce, you know, these sorts of things. And that's where we're kind of living for, you know, most of the day-to-day stuff within the organization with our client base.
So you have total flex and balance relevant to if it comes to precious metals, you have a solution. You've got that worked out over the past 20 years. You want to store it, you want it delivered, and all everything in between that.
We do.
That's what we're in search of. And if something that doesn't fit or you can't do, you're going to let us know where to go, right?
That's exactly right. So I can tell you that it is pretty rare, maybe let's say very rare, that we get a request related to precious metal, tangible precious metals, that we're not able to help with. I will share with you and your audience, you know, there have been a couple situations where I can think of maybe two, where we've not been able to help a client. And those situations involved international clients, where
Okay.
it was on a cash basis. And so there's been a couple of those occasions over the years where we tried, but we just weren't unable to. But I mean, I want to share this too because I think it's really important. Sometimes people think also, I can't afford gold. I can't afford a bunch of silver, right? And we do often find ourselves talking about ultra high net worth individuals, and we find ourselves talking about family offices that are diversifying in a percentage of their portfolios into metals, and that's great. But there are millions, literally millions of people who want to have some form of tangible precious metals in either their vault or our vaults. And so we invented a product called Bullion Box. So that's bullionbox.com, where it's a monthly delivery curated box of metals curated by our subject matter experts that get put together and mailed every single month to our clients. And so when we talk about clients who want to dip their toe into the precious metals pool, and they may either not have the resources to go deep at first, or they just want to test, oftentimes we're working with them picking a bullion box model that's best for them. And so we literally can serve people that want to spend 100 or 150 bucks a month, all the way up to 100, $150 million transactions and beyond. And so we've built a program that allows us to serve just about anybody that would want our advice and our service related to diversification into these metals.
Okay, fantastic. Now, there's something that I'm sure is going through the minds of those listening in, the RIA and broker-dealer firms, is that, well, I want to run this through my custodian. And we're working on some solutions that, Bill, I haven't updated you on. I'll talk to you after the call relevant to, but you already have a solution for on the RIA side. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we're working on two solutions on the non-IRA side from a providing unique custodial capability to tie in right in with the registered investment advisory firms and from a compliance standpoint with the RIAs and the broker dealers. And so, because I know that's going through the mind of a lot of folks, like, but my custodian's not going to allow this. And so you got to, because you got to run it through somehow, some way. You also have the capability of providing commissions to a firm if they're conducting transactions through you, right? But what if they want to, I don't want to accept commissions on behalf of through my, I see that as a conflict of interest. Can I just charge at my regular fee for that advisor or through for relevant to that client and then have the commissions revert back into their account? Can you touch on that for a moment?
Sure. So custodian, yes, we're fully set up. I do want, would love the opportunity to talk to you a little bit about when I see you about what you're doing and what your vision is related to
The
custodian.
non-IRA stuff is
And so I would love to do that with you because we have constant kind of thoughts about that future. And so I think we should dig in there when we
Oh,
see each
it's
other.
mandatory. Yeah.
But yes, related to
Normal
IRAs
process.
and the rollovers, we use a custodian, a world-renowned custodian for all those efforts.
Yeah.
Related to commissions, so there's a short answer. So the short answer is yes, our advisor program affords the ability for anybody that would send a client through our program to earn, for lack of better words, a commission. And even bullion box, like if they're more interested in some sort of residual model, we've got a model where they can earn, for lack of better words, residual dividends on their bullion box clients, all the way up to a per transaction basis. You bring up an interesting point. It doesn't get, and good for you for bringing it up. It doesn't get brought up a lot because we have this program in place that kind of outlines, and it's very simple. The advisors will understand it very clearly, very quickly, on kind of how all that commission structure works.
Your structure and that kind of thing, relevant
Yes, all of that is
volume.
completely built out, and it's all discussed in the onboarding process with the advisors. But I think what you mentioned is sort of more of a bespoke kind of model. Do we have the ability to kind of build out something if an advisor comes to us and says, I like your model, it makes sense, but I feel for some reason there's some reason why they can't live by that model. Can we talk about some other model that might work for them? We would obviously listen. That has not happened yet. But we would obviously listen to those. I think you would admit, I mean, we're good listeners. Our ears are to the
They're
ground. Our ears are to the
bringing
ground.
up an idea and it's done the next day. I'm
It's like,
not
again,
used to that.
it's all in this sort of at the end of the day, what is the very, very best thing that we can build from a program perspective that ultimately helps clients accomplish what they want to accomplish, right? And that's diversification into tangible precious metals. And we know that it takes a village, and we want to work with as many advisors within our advisor program as we can. I mean, we want to look up this time next year and be in the tens of thousands of advisors around the world. And that's where we're headed. And so we know in that journey, while we would appreciate, the ability to at least have a conversation with advisors about what our structure is. And again, just to reiterate, it's worked perfectly thus far. No complaints, in other words. That we understand and can appreciate there'll be some advisors that want to have a conversation about a different model. And we are willing and open to those conversations.
Yeah, okay. Well, that flex and balance is fantastic. Instead of on page 138 of the manual, we can't do that.
That's
I
right.
heard that a few many too many times. So you have 43,000 plus in clients now, and yet that's growing significantly, and you've done billions of dollars of transactions and management over time. So we but so that's fantastic. So I'm excited about in introducing you into our be part of our village that surrounds my organization. So we've covered a lot of territory, Bill. And so what final thoughts might you have before we conclude, if you will? And again, for everybody listening in, please visit the website. And then if you're going to be at the conference, you're going to see Bill face, in person. And then we'll be recording all of our presentations. So you're going to be learning a lot more about American Standard Gold. But any final thoughts, Bill?
Just this one note, I would encourage your audience, if they can make it to the event, to your event, to please try to do so, because again, we are very excited about a big reveal within our organization that I think humbly that your audience is going to find incredibly interesting and useful. And we're going to leave it at that for right now, but we are going, our plan is to reveal this program, if you will, this marketplace to your audience as the very first people to see it. So thank you for the
Great.
opportunity to do that. And again, thank you for the opportunity today. I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, we'll be there'll be much more to come, if you will. So, in conclusion, I hope you gain more insight into how you can utilize our Wealth Engineering Hub and the other entities that make up my family of companies in coordination with Bill and American Standard Gold and the rest of our expert sourcing team, the village, if you will, to gain more success and control within the wealth management arena. Now, you can learn more about American Standard Gold by visiting their website at AmericanStandardGold.com. That's AmericanStandardGold.com. And you can reach their head of the Wealth Advisory Division, Tom Scott, at tom@gmr.gold. I'm sorry. I didn't say that right. It's tom@gmrgold.com. That would make more sense. And the website for my family of companies, of course, is mywehub.com. Again, thank you, Bill, for participating in our PowerCast. And thanks to all of those listening in. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick.